This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
قال اهبطا منها جميعا بعضكم لبعض عدو فإما يأتينكم مني هدى فمن اتبع هداي فلا يضل ولا يشقى.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. ثم ما أما بعد، فحياكم الله أيها الإخوة والأخوات، حياكم الله وآواكم، حياكم الله وبياكم، حياكم الله ونصركم، وطبتم وطاب ممشاكم وتبوأتم من الجنة منزلا. وأسأل الله تعالى الذي جمعنا في هذا البيت المبارك على طاعته أن يجمعنا تحت ظل عرشه يوم لا ظل إلا ظله. أيها الإخوة والأخوات، رسالة أقدمها إلى عماد الأمم، إلى سلاح الشعوب، إلى الذين يؤثرون إما سلبيا أو إيجابيا على الأمم، رسالة أقدمها إلى شبابنا المسلم. كيف يكون شبابنا المسلم؟ My brothers and sisters, I have a message geared towards the youth. This message is geared towards those that carry the flag of لا إله إلا الله. A message geared towards the air that we breathe. The youth. How should they be? About 15 years ago, I was doing my master's in San Francisco State in California. And I took a psychology course. At the end of the course, the teacher said something quite interesting. At the very end of the course, he said, "What is it that you want people to say about you after your death? What is it that you want people to say about you after you die?" Which means, how do you want to be remembered after you die? From that day on, I still live with that question. How do I want to be remembered? What legacy am I going to leave behind me? What is your vision? What is your mission? What is your message in life? Thereby comes my message to all of you. Because for me, all of you are youth. And this message, inshallah ta'ala, will be in form of questions. I'd like you to ponder upon these questions. Think and ponder upon these questions. But first, I'd like to take some illustrations. Some namadij. Namadij min al-shabab. Al-ladhina ghayyaru tariq. I'd like to take a couple illustrations from some youth who had a vision. Some youth who had a mission, who changed history. First, I'd like to use the example or the illustration of Ibrahim alayhi salam. Ibrahim alayhi salam was a young boy, was a young man who did not accept the fact that his people were worshipping idols. What did he do? Ibrahim alayhi salam, he went and he destroyed those idols that his people were worshipping. And then when they went inquiring as to whom destroyed those idols, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala beautifully describes it in the Quran. He says in Surah Al-Anbiya, ayah number 60, سَمِعْنَا فَتَى يَذْكُرُهُمْ يُقَالُ لَهُ إِبْرَاهِيمُ. We heard of Fata. Fata in Arabic means a boy. By the name of Ibrahim alayhi salam. So they went trying to kill Ibrahim alayhi salam. What did they do? They threw him into the blazing fire. But did the fire burn him? La, the fire didn't burn him. Why? Because the fire is nothing but a creation of Allah. It burns with the will and permission of Allah. Nothing can happen without the will and permission of Allah. Nothing can move without the will and permission of Allah. So much so that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala drew the fire and he said, Ya naru kuni bardan wa salaman ala Ibrahim. Oh fire, be cool and peaceful on Ibrahim. Had Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Oh fire, be cool on Ibrahim, maybe Ibrahim would have frozen to death. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Oh fire, be cool and peaceful wa salaman ala Ibrahim. So did the knife. As Ibrahim alayhi salam wanted to slaughter his son, the knife got an order from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not to kill, not to slaughter. The knife, the job of a knife is to kill. The job of a knife is to slaughter. The job of a knife is to chop. But the knife got an order from who? From Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not to kill, not to slaughter. So much so that Ismail alayhi salam told his father, Oh father, put my face against the ground. I don't want you to look at me when you slaughter me. Why? Because you may have some mercy upon me if you were to look at my face. I don't want you to look at my face. Put my face against the ground and then slaughter me. So the fire did not slaughter. So did the poison at the time of Khalid bin Walid in the Battle of Al-Yamama ma'a Musaylim al-Kadhab. Musaylim al-Kadhab, he had some poison in his hand. And then Khalid bin Walid saw him. And he says, what is that in your hand? He said, that's poison. What are you supposed to do with it? He says, I'm supposed to eat it. I don't want to be caught as a prisoner of war. If I were to be caught as a prisoner of war, I will take this poison. And then Khalid bin Walid says, give me that poison. Give me that poison. He took it and he says, Bismillah, and he ate it. Did it kill him? No, it didn't kill him. Why? Also, the poison took the order from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rest assured that nothing happens without the will and permission of Allah. All we have to do, you and I, is to delegate our affairs to whom? To Allah. To Allah. Put your trust in Allah. Put your tawakkul in Allah. Delegate your affairs to Allah. Man al-Razzaq? Allah. Man al-Muhyi? Allah. Who is the one who can give life? Allah. Who is the one who can give death? Allah. Who is the one who can give the cure? Allah. Who is the one who can give shifa? Allah. Who is the one who can give rizq? Allah. Sustenance? Allah. Nusra? Allah. Izza? Allah. Put your trust in Allah. Another example. Another illustration, another youth, another young boy. It's all about youngsters. The carriers of the flag of La ilaha illallah. Comes this boy, whereby his story is mentioned in Surah Al-Buruj. In Yemen, a king by the name of Dhunuwas, who claimed that he was God, came this boy, who learned the religion of Tawheed, who learned the religion of the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, the king caught him and threatened to kill him to denounce his religion. But the kid refused to renounce his religion. So the king ordered his soldiers to take him into the top of the mountain, drop him, kill him, get rid of him. And so they did. But lo and behold, what did the kid say? The kid said this, Allahumma kfinihim bima shi'ta. Oh Allah, you take care of them in any way you wish. As they tried to kill the boy, and then the boy said this dua, Allahumma kfinihim bima shi'ta. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saved the boy and killed the other soldiers who wanted to kill him. And now the boy sounded safe. The boy could have run away. The boy could have changed and run away and went to a different town, different city. But he chose to go and meet the king. Why? Because he had a vision. Because he had a mission. Because he had a message to deliver to the king. He went back. And then again, one more time, the king ordered the other soldiers, take this guy to get rid of him. Kill him. They took him into the midst of the ocean. And then they tried to kill him. What did again? What did the boy say? He said, Allahumma kfinihim bima shi'ta. Oh Allah, you take care of them in any way you wish. And Allah answered the call of the boy. One more time, sad and safe, he decided to go back and face the king. Now, he told the king, the only way you'd be able to kill me is that you position me by tree. But then before you shoot at me, you've got to say, Bismillah, Rabbi al-Ghulam. Bismillah, Rabb al-Ghulam. Ghulam, يعني فتى, يعني شاب. Bismillah, in the name of Allah, the Lord of the boy. But you've got to bring the entire people to witness this. I want everybody to witness this. You bring me, before you shoot, you've got to say Bismillah out loud. People have to hear you. They've got to hear you saying Bismillah Rabbil Ghulam. That's the only way you can kill me. So he did. Called people to witness this. Wa shahidin wa mashhud. Qutila ashab al-ukhdud. النار ذات الوقود إذ هم عليها قعود وما نقموا منهم إلا What is the crime? What happened was he did, he went, but before he shot him, he says Bismillah Rabbi al-Ghulam, in the name of Allah, in the name of Allah, the Lord of the boy, shot, killed him. But the message went across. The entire people of that town embraced the religion of Tawheed. Now came the king Lunawas. Dig this big ukhdud to kill them, to destroy them. Allah describes it in the Quran in Surah Al-Buruj. وَمَا نَقَمُوا مِنْهُمْ إِلَّا يُؤْمِنُوا بِاللَّهِ الْعَزِيزِ الْعَزِيزِ What is their crime? Their crime is that they have said لا إله إلا الله. This is their crime. So it's the crime of a lot of youth, a lot of people out there saying لا إله إلا الله, been tortured and executed just because they chose to say لا إله إلا الله. Now comes my message to this youth, to this ummah, to all of you. And wallahi الذي لا إله إلا هو أن هذه الرسالة نابعة من خالص قلبي محبة لكم لوجه الله. أود أن تعيرونني القلوب وأسأل الله تعالى أن يجعلنا من الذين يستمعون القول ويتبعون أحسنه. This message, my brothers and sisters, is really coming from the bottom of my heart to all of you. And I'd like you to listen to it with your hearts, please. Because I want the message to be from heart to heart. Message number one. لماذا خلقت أخي؟ لماذا خلقت؟ ما الغاية من وجودك؟ Why were you created? What is the purpose of your being? Number one, why? What are you here for? In this universe, in this time, what are you here for? Why Allah Azza wa Jalla has sent you here? What is your message in life? In Surah Al-An'am 162, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala says, بَعْدَ أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ قُلْ إِنَّ صَلَاتِي وَنُسُكِي وَمَحْيَايَ وَمَمَاتِي لِمِين لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ Say that my salah, my nusuk, my sacrifice, my life, my death, everything belongs to Allah. Do you live in accordance to Allah? Do you live in accordance to the commands of Allah? Do you live in accordance with the commands and the ways and the teachings of Rasulullah? وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ I have created the ins and the jinn solely for this purpose, to worship me. Who do you worship? مَنْ تَعْبُدُ مِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَعْبُدُ الدِّينَارِ وَالدِّرْهَمْ وَالدُّولَارِ مَنْ تَعْبُدُ Who do you worship? Who is your Lord? Ibn al-Qayyim rahmatullah alayhi says, كُنْ وَاحِدًا لِوَاحِدْ عَلَى طَرِيقٍ وَاحِدْ Be one for one on one. Be one, be you, be yourself, be genuine, be sincere, be honest. There's some people who have 1,000 faces. How many faces do you have? Be one, for one, for Allah, for Allah. Be Abdullah. I know you as Abdullah, but does Allah know you as Abdullah? Be Abdullah, be the slave of Allah. Put your trust in Allah on one path, the path of Rasulullah. Be one, for one, on one. كُنْ وَاحِدًا لِوَاحِدْ عَلَى طَرِيقٍ وَاحِدٍ There are so many paths out there. None of them lead towards success except the path of Rasulullah. Which path have you chosen for your life? Which path have you chosen for your family? For your children, if you're married? For your wife, for your spouse, for your husband, for your parents, for your society? Which path have you found or have you chosen? مَنْ تَعْبُدْ لِمَاذَا خُلِقْتْ You better think, my brothers and sisters, please think with me. Think, what is my purpose of being? just to come to school, get a study, and then what's next? What is next? Get married. What is next? Have children. Then what's next? Khalas, I'm done, tayyib. So what? What did you do with your ilm? Allah will ask each one of you, you that come to this beautiful, prominent school, Allah will ask each one of you, akhi, ukhti, my brother, my sister, ya ikhwani, ماذا قدمتم لدين الله? Allah will ask each one of you, what did you do for my deen? What did you do for my religion? What did you do for Islam? Now that you have this ilm, what did you do with it? Did you convey it? Did you act upon it? Did you teach it? Wallahi, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ask you this question. Allah, I prayed, la salalak, that's yours. What did you do for me? What did you do for Islam? Think. ما الغاية من وجودك? Question number two. عندنا العرب قولة تقول قل لمن تصاحب أقول لك من أنت قل لمن تصاحب أقول لك من أنت يعني من هم أخلاؤك من هم أصدقاؤك أصحابك رفقاؤك من هم أيذكرونك بالخير أيذكرونك بالصلاة أيذكرونك بتلاوة القرآن أيذكرونك بقيام الليل من هم أصدقاؤك من هم أخلاؤك المرء على دين خليله فلينظر أحدكم من يخالل كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام في الحديث الذي أخرجه إمام أحمد في المسند وأهل السنن من حديث أبي هريرة المرء على دين خليله فلينظر أحدكم من يخالل Question number two, message number two. Tell me who you hang out with. I tell you who you are. Who are your friends? Who are your buddies? Who are your hood? Who do you hang out with? Who do you love hanging out with? Where do you love hanging out? Who are your friends really? A friend is a mirror onto you. If you were to look at your friend, you should see yourself. So who are your friends? The Prophet ﷺ says in the hadith reported by the Sunan, very sound. He says, a man shall follow the footsteps of his close friends. Let each one of you meticulously choose their friends. Who are they? يَوْمَ يَعَضُّ الظَّالِمُ عَلَى يَدَيْهِ يَقُولُ يَا لَيْتَنِي اتَّخَذْتُ مَعَ الرَّسُولِ سَبِيلًا يَا وَيْلَتَ لَيْتَنِي لَمْ أَتَّخِذْ فُلَانًا خَلِيلًا لقد أضلني عن الذكر بعد إذ جاءني وكان الشيطان الإنسان خذولا That day a man shall say before Allah Oh Allah I wish he will bite his hand and he will say I wish I had fallen the path of Rasulullah I wish I did not take so and so as my friend I wish I did not take so and so as my friend But that day will be too late That day will be too late Who are your friends? Who are they? Are they those who care about you? They call you when they don't see you for Salat al-Fajr. They call you, they come to you, they say, Ya akhi, are you okay? Are you fine? Are you sick? They care about you, not for what you have, but for what you are. Are they your friends? Who are they, ukhti? Who are your friends, sister? Who are your friends, brother? Who are they? You have to meticulously judge them. Put them under trial. Test them. Test your friends. And then select them. If you were to die now, and you are sitting in the presence of your friends, would they be able to remind you to say, La ilaha illallah? Those friends that you hang out with today? Who are they? I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us to practice and to convey. I have a couple more messages, inshaAllah ta'ala. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us to practice and to convey. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله رسالة الثالثة هل أنت معتز بدينك؟ Message number three Are you proud of your religion? Are you proud of your identity? Are you proud of who you are? هل أنت معتز بأنك مسلم؟ Let me share with you another illustration of some youth, and let's compare and contrast. In the battle of Al-Qadisiyah, between the Persians and the Muslims. The Persians, they were 280,000, and the Muslims, they were only 10 to 20,000. Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas, he sent Rabi' ibn Amr, a young boy, your age, a young man, by the name of Rabi' ibn Amr. He sent him to negotiate some terms of peace with who? With Rustam, the leader of the Persian army. Now comes Rabi' ibn Amr, and the Rustam tries to provoke him. And then he says, مَا لَكُمْ أَيُّهَا الْعَرَبِ لَا نَعْلَمُ حَضَارَ أَقَلَّ مِنْكُمْ مِنَ الرُّومَانِ حَضَارَ ومن الهنود حضارة ومن الإغريق حضارة ومن الهنود حضارة ما الذي أتى بكم ما نعلمكم إلا رعاة الغنم في الصحراء ما الذي أتى بكم comes Rustam trying to provoke Rabi and then he goes what's with you Arab what's with you Arab you have the lowest civilization compared to the Roman civilization compared to the Greek civilization, compared to the Indian civilization. What brought you? You were a bunch of shepherds in the desert. What brought you here? And then Rabi says, yes, you're right. Yes, sahih, you're right. We were a bunch of shepherds in the desert. ولكن ابتعتنا الله لنخرج العباد من عبادة العباد إلى عبادة رب العباد ومن جور الأديان إلى عدل الإسلام ومن ضيق الدنيا إلى سعة الدنيا والآخرة. Allah has sent us out. Yes, you're right, but we have a vision. We have a mission. Allah has sent us out to bring people out from worshipping people to worshipping Allah. To bring them out from the tightness of this dunya to the fatness of akhirah. To bring people out from the atrocities of other religions to the justice of Islam. And you have 3 days to make up your mind. 3 days to make up your mind. Either you embrace Islam, or you pay the jizya and we shall protect you. Or al-harb. And then he left. The second day, another sahabi came to negotiate the same terms with Rustam. And then he said exactly the same thing that Rabi' ibn Amr said. And then Rustam said, your brother said the same thing. He said, yes, because we drink from the same cup. And you only have 3 days, which in fact started yesterday. So you only have 2 days to make up your mind. Choose for yourself. 280,000, 10,000, 20,000. No equilibrium whatsoever. But they had the izzah. They had the izzah. They had the pride of being Muslim. Unlike some of the youth out there nowadays. Have no pride to associate to associate themselves with something called al-Islam. So much so that they go changing their names, changing that identity, trying to act like they are cool, but they are fool, really. So, are you proud of your identity? Think, what have you done for Islam? Message number 4. Now, are you really, really happy? Are you really pleased with your relationship with your Lord? Are you pleased with that relationship? If you were to die right now, now, in so many times, we've witnessed this in the same masjid, not masjid, but giving khutbahs in so many other masajid, we've witnessed it so many times. The angel of death comes so many times. He came, he took someone, and then he left. Maybe that day he left you and he picked your friend. Maybe some other time he will come, he will leave your friend and he will take you. Are you ready to meet Allah? Are you really, really? You know, my brothers, please, with all due respect, forgive me. But if you were to weigh your deeds right now, good deeds, bad deeds, which do you think scale would overweigh? The bad deeds or the good deeds? Are you ready to meet Allah? Are you pleased with the relationship with Allah? كيف هي علاقتك مع الله? هل أنت راض عن هذه العلاقة مع الله? فكر يا أخي. فكر يا أختي. Enough is enough. Brothers, enough is enough. Wake up, يا إخواني. Wake up. It's high time that we did something for the sake of La ilaha illallah. Alhamdulillah, you are du'at, you are ulama. All I know, mashallah, tabarakallah, the fact that you chose to come to this university to learn ilm so that you can go out there and convey the message of la ilaha illallah, enough is enough, alhamdulillah. First and foremost, you've got to act upon what you learn. You've got to act upon what you learn, this ilm that you are learning. What's worth this knowledge if you don't practice it? What is worth this knowledge that you learn, mashallah, tabarakallah, if you do not practice it? If you don't convey it, if you don't convey it to others, we're so selfish. We're really so selfish, not all, yani, the majority, we're really so selfish. We just want to enter Jannah by ourselves. There are people dying out there without La ilaha illallah. In San Francisco, this guy came to my masjid. He came to my masjid, Caucasian, blue-eyed, blonde guy. He says, I hold you all responsible. My father just passed away. I hold you all responsible. Your mosque, I am a neighbor of your mosque. Nobody has ever cared to come and talk to us about Islam. My father passed away without saying La ilaha illallah. I hold you all responsible. How many people that you know who live in this country, who live in this city, non-Muslims, have you ever thought about going out there and telling them about La ilaha illallah? Have you ever thought to do anything for the sake of Allah? Think. Dinuka dinuka, lahmuka damuk. Dinuka dinuka, lahmuka damuk. Your deen, it's your flesh, it's your blood. You're sick of Allah. La ilaha illallah. Make it your symbol. La ilaha illallah. I am the abd of Allah. Anywhere I go, I'm a da'i to Allah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you all. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive you all. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant you the highest level in Jannah for all of you, insha'Allah ta'ala. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه. اللهم يا أرحم الراحمين برحمتك نستغيث أغيثنا. بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. اللهم يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك. اللهم يا مصرف القلوب صرف قلوبنا على طاعتك. اللهم يا أرحم الراحمين. يا أرحم الراحمين، يا ذات القوة المتين، يا راحم الضعفاء والمساكين، يا أحد، يا صمد، يا الذي لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. نسألك اللهم بأسمائك الحسنى وصفاتك العلى، ونسألك باسمك الأعظم الذي إذا سئلت به أجبت، ألا تدع لنا في مقامنا هذا ذنبا إلا غفرته، ولا هما إلا فرجته، ولا دينا إلا قضيته، ولا ضالا إلا هديته، ولا مريضا إلا شفيته، ولا مريضا إلا شفيته، ولا مريضا إلا شفيته، ولا شابا إلا زوجته، ولا حاجة من حوائج الدنيا والآخرة إلا وقضيته، يرحم الراحمين. اللهم انصر من نصر دين محمد عليه الصلاة والسلام، واجعلنا منهم، واخذل من خذل دين محمد عليه الصلاة والسلام، ولا تجعل أحدا من المسلمين منهم. اللهم يا أرحم الراحمين، برحمتك نستغيث أغيثنا، برحمتك نستغيث أغيثنا. اللهم يا عزيز يا عزيز يا قهار يا جبار يا نصير، انصر إخواننا المجاهدين المسلمين في كل مكان، إخواننا في العراق وفي الشيشان وفي كشمير وفي الهند وفي مصر وفي الجزائر وفي تونس وفي ليبيا وفي اليمن وفي ماليزيا وفي كل مكان. اللهم انصرهم، اللهم انصرهم، اللهم انصرهم يا أرحم الراحمين. يا نصير انصرنا، يا عزيز أعزنا، يا رحيم ارحمنا، يا كريم اكرمنا، يا كريم اكرمنا، يا كريم اكرمنا، يا غفور اغفر لنا، يا غفار اغفر لنا، يا تواب تب علينا، يا تواب تب علينا. اللهم إن نسينا فلا ننسى والدينا، اللهم ارحمهم كما ربونا صغارا، والدينا والدينا، اللهم ارحمهم كما ربونا صغارا، اللهم ارحم والدينا كما ربونا صغارا. اللهم الأحياء منهم فاغفر لهم، الأحياء منهم فاغفر لهم، الأحياء منهم فتوب عليهم، الأحياء منهم اهدهم، والأموات منهم تجاوز عنهم يا رب العالمين. اغسلهم من الخطايا، نقيهم من الخطايا بالماء والثلج والبرد، نقيهم من الخطايا بالماء والثلج والبرد، اغسلهم من الخطايا بالماء والثلج والبرد، نقيهم يا رب العالمين، اغفر زلاتهم يا رب العالمين، اغفر زلاتهم يا أرحم الراحمين، اغفر زلاتهم يا رب العالمين، تجاوز عنهم يا أكرم الأكرمين، تجاوز عنهم يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم ارحمهم كما ربونا صغارا، اللهم ارحمهم كما ربونا صغارا. والدينا والدينا والدينا، رحمك بوالدينا يا رب العالمين، رحمك بوالدينا يا رب العالمين، رحمك بهم يا أرحم الراحمين. عباد الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. وأقم الصلاة.
الله لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم، لا تأخذه سنة ولا نوم له ما في السماوات وما في الأرض من ذا الذي يشفع عنده إلا بإذنه يعلم ما بين أيديهم وما خلفهم ولا يحيطون بشيء من علمه إلا بما شاء وسع كرسيه السماوات والأرض ولا يؤوده حفظهما وهو العلي العظيم لا إكراه في الدين قد تبين الرشد من الغي فمن يكفر بالطاغوت ويؤمن بالله فقد استمسك بالعروة الوثقى لا انفصام لها والله سميع عليم الله ولي الذين آمنوا يخرجهم من الظلمات إلى النور والذين كفروا أولياؤهم الطاغوت يخرجونهم من النور إلى الظلمات أولئك أصحاب النار هم فيها خالدون